narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The commencement of the divine revelation to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was in the form of true dreams in his sleep. For he never had a dream, but it turned out to be true and clear as the bright daylight. Then the love of seclusion was bestowed upon him. So he used to go in seclusion in the cave of Hira, where he used to worship Allah alone, continuously, for many nights, before returning to his family to take the necessary provision of food for the stay. He would come back to his wife, Khadija, again, to take his provision of food likewise, till one day he received the guidance while he was in the cave of Hira. An angel came to him and asked him to read. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, replied, "I do not know how to read," the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. Then the angel held me forcefully and pressed me so hard that I fell distressed, could not bear it anymore. He then released me and again asked me to read. And I replied, "I do not know how to read." Thereupon, he held me again and pressed me a second time till I felt distressed, could not bear it anymore. He then released me and asked me to read. But again, I replied, "I do not know how to read." Thereupon, he held me for the third time and pressed me till I felt distressed, could not bear it anymore. And then he released me and said, "Read in the name of your Lord, who has created all that exists, has created man from a clod, a piece of thick coagulated blood. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who has taught the writing by the pen, has taught man that which he knew not." Quran, chapter 96, verses 1 to 5. Then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, returned with that revelation and his heart severely beating, and the muscles between his neck and shoulders were trembling till he came upon Khadija, his wife, and said, "Cover me." They covered him till his fear was over. And after that he said to Khadija, "O Khadija, what is wrong with me? I was afraid that something bad might happen to me." Then he told her all that had happened. Khadija said, "Nay, but receive the good tidings. By Allah, Allah will never disgrace you, for by Allah, you keep good relations with your kith and kin. Speak the truth, help the poor and the destitute, entertain your guests generously, and assist the deserving calamity-stricken." Khadija then took him to Waraqa bin Nawfal, the son of Khadija's paternal uncle. Waraqa, who became a Christian in the pre-Islamic period and used to write Arabic and also write some portion of the Injil, Gospel, in Arabic, as much as Allah wished him to write. He was an old man and had lost his eyesight. Khadija said to Waraqa, "O my cousin, listen to what your nephew has to say." Waraqa said, "O my nephew, what have you seen?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, then described whatever he had seen. Waraqa said, "This is the same angel, Jibril, Gabriel, who was sent to Musa, Moses. I wish I were young or could live, or said some other words." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, asked, "Will these people drive me out?" He replied in the affirmative and said, "Any one man who came with something similar to what you have brought was treated with hostility. If I were to remain alive till your day when you start preaching, then I would support you strongly." But a short while later, Waraqa died, and the divine revelation was paused, stopped for a while, so that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was much grieved.